The 405, you know, you guys come out of a timeout, shoot a couple free throws. Is that a good stretch? Is maybe play, you know, in 2 minutes, you had 11 points. You're doing it both ends of the court.
Mm-hmm. I think we just, out of that timeout, we really stressed playing D. So we came out and got the defensive stops, and then my teammates got me the ball, and I was fortunate to score. But I would say that was a good defensive stretch more than an offensive stretch.
Matt, it seemed like whenever they tried to get into your lead, it seemed like you came through with a big three-pointer. Is that something you pride yourself in, being, you know, shooting clutch when the team needs a big bucket?
Kind of just put it to myself, we can't lose at home. I mean, we gotta win out. We gotta win as many games as we can. We want to win the Gaelic Championship. I gotta step up and hit big shots. I'm a senior, so kind of find it fitting that I should be able to do that.
Justin, that's one of the bigger teams that you're gonna face this year. What did you do to try to keep them off the boards?
Well, this week in practice, we stressed defense and rebounding, and so I mean, we just did a good job of team rebounding. I mean, it might not show up in the stats, but like D-Gay, Tate. So they box out a lot of the bigger guys on the backside so that we, not necessarily so they can get the rebound, but so other people on the team can get the rebound. So it was really just a team defensive rebounding game.
Justin, what does it mean to you guys to be undefeated on your home court this season? Like Matt was just saying, you know, it's obviously very important, isn't it?
Yeah, especially when you play a team twice, and you definitely don't want to lose at home. It's hard enough to win on the road. And, I mean, since we were freshmen, coaches really stressed to us, don't lose at home. You just can't lose at home. So that's what we try to do.
Darian, Fowler and Cooley, you know, a couple of guys that were trying to get to the basket on you guys. How were you trying to stop the guard penetration for them?
Just play head-on defense, you know, look at his waist and don't let him go middle. I mean, and if he drives baseline, try to beat him to the spot. So, and that's what we did all week in practice, and that's what, you know, coach told us to do when we prepare for this team. So.
Now, when they're collapsing on him, you know, like they were tonight, and just all over the guy, it's up to somebody to get some shots. You know, last few games, you know, I was up here last week for a game, and you started to find, you know, your spot out there. Is that because they're just collapsing on him all the time?
Definitely because of Keenan. I mean, when you got a guy like Justin Keenan, you got to give him the ball as much as you can. But when other teams start double teaming and whatnot, I just got to find the open spot and have confidence in my shot and hit it. But it all starts with Justin and his performance. So.
Matt, you practice 2-point shots in practice?
That's kind of a joke. I'm not allowed to go inside the 3-point line, so occasionally.
Matt, can you just kind of maybe expand your thoughts a little bit on winning at home and kind of where that puts you guys in position? I mean, you know, a lot of teams will say, well, if we go and we split on the road or, you know, beat the teams we're supposed to beat on the road, and maybe if we lose a few close ones, as long as we take care of things at home, we can be there.
Yeah, as long as we take care of things at home and, I mean, we play our hardest, team defense, and get on the crash the boards. I mean, if you look back in the past, teams that have won the GLIAC titles, they don't lose at home. I mean, that's kind of what coach has been striving. We got to protect home court. And still, I mean, tough road games, we got to win a few on the road too. So